Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Why, yo, yo, yo.
I saw like a black screen, and then I like went over to Twitter, like looked through some pictures and stuff. I looked and I'm like, holy shit, I'm not hearing the music at all. And I go back and it's a black screen. I'm like,
you're
what the hell?
Literally the most impatient person in the world.
You are so impatient, man.
It had literally been like 10
Dude,
seconds.
Dude, that was like that was the longest I've ever had to wait.
It was literally
How
like,
dare you make me wait,
10
Chris?
Seconds.
How dare you?
Chill out, bro. Yeah,
you must be getting slow in your old age.
Oh my goodness. What's up, dudes? Happy fucking Wednesday.
Hell yeah, happy dude. Wednesday. Happy hump day. Stay off those bridges.
No shit, bro.
You don't want to crash and burn.
That's wild. That's a wild one. That's a wild, wild. Because seeing that, like when you see it, you're just like, damn, it's a mile and a half long bridge, man. Not that the whole thing collapsed per se, but that important part did. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, the whole bridge is fucked.
Well,
that gigantic ship.
It basically closed down the whole fucking city for import export.
Yep.
Yeah, and that actual bridge, or that port, I should say, is the second largest export port for petroleum in the United States.
Diesel, actually. Specific diesel.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be gas prices maybe going up a little bit. I don't know.
We just won't have to export it, I guess, and we'll just use it ourselves.
So that's
prices,
what I was thinking.
So prices like, should go down, right?
Yeah. I'm like, we get to just keep it then.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know much about that stuff. I know that it's a huge port, and I know that they're saying that like the long-term ramifications, you know, because they have to reroute and go somewhere else. But yeah, I mean, listen, it was wild to see. You don't see those often, right? We've seen like bridge collapses, you know, but like you don't often see a ginormous cargo ship hit a fucking bridge. You know what I'm saying? Like you just don't see that often. And so, especially when we grew up in Portland, you have, you know, good sized ships going through, you know, all the time and tons of bridges. And it's like just rare. Yeah. But my wife told me, she texted me, she's like, that is my worst fear. She's always said like rainier.
Being on a fucking bridge.
Being on a bridge with a ship. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially when a ship goes by, because it's like you're trusting that that giant ship is not going to fucking take the shit out. You know what I mean?
And exactly.
That looked like a fucking Jenga set, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, dude, so it lost power.
Supposedly.
It's not supposedly. Like, they lost command of the ship. Like, I saved a clip of the commander or the captain, whatever.
Yeah.
And he was calling in the dispatch saying, like, hey, I can't steer this ship. So I want you to clear the traffic off the bridge because I can't steer this. And so halt traffic until I can get this thing under control. He never did. And if you watch the video, yeah, like Chris said, the lights go off twice, but the thing spins right into the fucking bridge, dude. Like, it's just like turns like
and
a direct
The weird
hit.
Part to me is like when the power came back on, it looks like the ship just went full fucking throttle. Because like
right at the bridge,
the power came on, and then it just big fucking black smoke, and it fucking turned, and then fucking lights went off again. It's weird.
I don't believe any of it. I don't fucking believe it.
What do you mean?
I just don't. I think. I personally think that was a setup from somebody somewhere. something.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
But I don't believe the fucking, I mean, the guy probably did call, right? Like, I'm sure he did call. But I don't know. I don't buy the whole power.
But how
thing.
Do you turn off all the lights and stuff twice? Like,
you
in
don't
a
think
row?
There's a master switch? Come on, man. Like every ship.
No,
has
I
a
think
master
there power. Is a switch, but I think that there's like a backup, you know, like I actually heard it was, you know, I listened to fucking what's it? X-22 or something. But they had, he played a clip of a guy who was explaining how the power works on these ships. Mm-hmm. And supposedly you have a backup switch and you have backup you have backup everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like if a kill switch happens, it'll automatically trigger over to the backup generator, backup, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like in this instance, maybe that happened and maybe that was the second set of lights going off as the second backup going kabonk, you know?
But what you're talking about is in a perfect world.
Yeah. Absolute perfect failure. Like, no. What are the odds that the system fails, the generator comes up, and maybe that's when the lights came back on?
Guys, I know, but what I'm saying
and then
is
that fails.
You're talking about what's supposed to happen. I'm talking about what didn't happen. So, like, yes, the power goes off. They're supposed to have a backup generator, just like my work. You know, we have refrigeration. We have backup generators. But if you don't want it to, it won't. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say. Mm. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, yes, they all have backup generators, but it didn't work. Why did it not work? Was it because they didn't want it to work? You know what I'm saying?
Or it did. Like,
you know?
We don't know like anything about like the black box, I think, is being analyzed to see exactly what happened on that ship.
So we don't know
that information yet. So I guess like we're both kind of in the dark on, you know.
No, we
could both be wrong. We could both be right.
No, I don't think you're right or I'm right or any of that. I'm just saying like my gut feeling tells me that this was
it was something weird about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Like I just
absolutely.
Did you know the same ship also crashed before in Belgium?
That
very same
ship.
1 year after it was built, it crashed into a dock
Dolly?
In Belgium. Yep.
Huh.
Like I'm not saying that was less dramatic. It crashed into a quay. They call it a quay, Quay, which I'm assuming is like the dock. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But no quay.
No quay.
Here's the thing. Here's what I don't like about the video, man. And because I want to play with this a little bit. I think it's fun. You know, like, well, it's not fun for whoever's on the bridge, but I don't like when you have that sped up video. That's one of the first. I sent it to you guys early.
The sped up one. This one here.
And
I think I bookmarked some stuff.
When you have a situation where guys like, I have no control over this ship. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yet the ship turns perfectly into a post. The only one, right? I mean, like, he can...
Well, there's other ones, but, like,
no,
where
I'm
that
saying,
post is, if you're on the ship and you're looking at that post directly left, that's where is, the like, the middle of the bridge, and they're all supposed to go through.
I know, but I'm saying, either way, like, that ship is a massive ship, and in this video right now that you're showing, that ship fits in that bridge area that's on the left side.
Yeah.
Like, has plenty of room, and it has plenty of room on the right side. Even if
look right before it hits, it looks like it's gonna try to correct, like right there. Yeah.
Well, you know what happened? No. right before when it looks like it tries to correct, I think they dropped the anchor because the anchor was dropped.
Oh.
But it's down right now, and that's why it's not moving. I think they might have dropped anchor, and then when it hit, it pulled it to the left.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Play that one.
Crankshaft.
Crankshaft.
I'm just trying. I'm on a
crankshaft.
Play it one more time. I want to see this.
So it's going right.
See, I ain't buying.
And then Bert.
Yeah, and it looks it was steered.
And you see how see how the ship leans? It dropped. They dropped anchor. Like they
didn't it drop anchor before that, bro? You know,
the ship doesn't lean.
It, like right when it turns, it leans the same direction a little bit.
Like there. Right. I kind of see what Chris is saying. I mean, but here's the deal. So the argument is that it was hacked, it was cyber attacked, and the steering controls were taken over. It wasn't just like the lights turned off, it was the steering mechanism.
Maybe.
Because play this video that I bookmarked here.
Okay.
This is the one where the commandeer, whatever the fuck the nautical term is, the guy driving the boat said he can't steer it.
Okay.
It's very interesting. No, I don't think that's the one there.
Oh.
I don't think that's the one there. This, we got to...
What is your real shocking answer?
You're going to see... Oh, shit. Where the fuck did it go?
The explosions. The supposed explosions.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's this Ed Krasenstein. breaking police audio has been released that captures dispatchers discussing.
Here we go. Hearing. So until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Yep, we're all on the route to the south side.
Dispatch direction.
I'm holding traffic now. I was driving, but we stopped prior to the bridge, so I'll have all out of the traffic stopped.
10-4, is there a crew working on the bridge right now?
K-9-1, but you know.
Good.
Want me to stop traffic on this site right now?
This sounds fake.
It sounds fake as fuck.
Well, you missed the beginning of it, but
okay, well,
maybe it is fake. I don't know.
A ship approaching has just lost their steering. So until you we have control, a ship approaching. Traffic.
Yeah, we're all on the route to the south side.
So is this like communication between people working on the bridge? Because he said we have a ship approaching that lost steering. That wasn't the captain.
Yeah, it must have been somebody working on the bridge.
Yeah, because the crew that a lot of them that died were just crew workers that were on the bridge working on the bridge.
Well, there was some cars too.
There was but I'm saying the majority of the ones that died were because of that crew that was actually on the bridge working. Mm. So was it them?
Was there like six people or something? Or well, I think
it's six.
Well, there's five or six that are still missing, and they called off the search for them and presumed them not alive anymore.
Yeah, maybe it was officers who called in to the dispatch. I have no idea, dude. Huh. So, but
that sounded really
weird.
Yeah,
it says in the audio, you can hear an officer trying his best to get traffic stopped over the bridge as the ship approached. So, yeah, maybe it was an officer. Yeah. Man. Yeah, officers approaching the container. Yep. So it wasn't the person inside the ship like I thought, but. So maybe it's fake. Maybe that's a whole fake video. Maybe it's all fake. I don't know.
Well, I don't know that it's I don't know that it's a fake video, but I don't think that that doesn't sound like a dispatch. It does not sound like a 911 dispatch. It sounds like radio of people road crews communicating with other fucking people. You know what I'm saying? Like intercom systems rather than 911, this is I'm on, you know, on the ship, dolly ship, we are losing control, can you please,
or like mayday, this is like
well, regardless, it was two people communicating to stop the traffic on the bridge. I mean, which one appeared to be an officer or an officer, the other one who the hell knows,
which they I guess they kind of did. There was minimal cars on the bridge, I guess.
Well, it was 2:30 in the morning, luckily, right? Because
and
that's
a long, like you said, it's a long bridge, so those were probably already on the bridge.
Yeah, it's one of those things where I think that, to Dave's point, I think it was intentionally done. Because if you look at the exports, I mean, I'm looking at a Zero Hedge article right now. It says Baltimore is the nation's second largest coal exporting port after Norfolk, Virginia. So, I mean, when you drop this, and this port of Baltimore is also one of the 20th largest ports in the United States and handles both coal and petroleum products, but it's like 2.5 million tons of coal exports blocked up to 6 weeks.
Yeah, because
that's a shitload.
It's crucial, man. That bridge was crucial. Yeah, it's just I don't know, man. Yeah, I just like that video. I think just says a lot to me. Now I understand that like things do happen, and sometimes like you know oddities happen, but like when you watch that video in a sped up form, like I really can't get past that. The ship is like, the way that it goes straight to the fucking post. Like, I can't get over that. Like, and the whole lights flickering, fine. Okay. Like, let's say hypothetically that's all true. Mm. The lights came back on and you still gunned it for the fucking thing. there's no scenario. Exactly. The lights were on before it even turned. And here's my thing. I did a Google image over that bay. It's a pretty good sized bay.
It's big. It's good size.
So if you have a ship that's acting up, okay, you think, and if that call was real, if let's say that was a ship person that was calling saying my ship's out of control, empty the bridge, right? Why would you go towards the bridge and not back towards the fucking bay? Because you would be better off just hitting an embankment or hitting a fucking dock rather than the bridge. Well, everybody knows.
Well,
that.
And that's the thing. If all the power goes down, as far as I'm aware, you no longer have control of the steering. Granted, most of these ships are supposed to have backup stuff, like we said, right? And then your capabilities would come back. But when the power goes down, you lose all ability to steer it, Well, the power came back on, and then it turned.
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Right into it.
And like, it looked like it hit the fucking throttle full.
But then the power went off again, though.
And then the power went off again. So
it's like it turned on just enough time to steer it right towards the pole, and then turned off again.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't listen, man. You know me. I'm usually the one that's like, I always am trying to figure out, like, okay, like, listen, let's be reasonable, right? Like, let's, these are the things that can happen. These are the things that, you know, and not just run with it. But like, this one's, for me, this is very different, man. As soon as I saw it, I was like, this is a fucking weird situation.
And it happens the day after the whole P. Diddy shit.
Yeah.
There's that.
Oh, let's cover that shit up.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, there's something about it that just like strikes me as like,
I seen this on X the other day, and this is kind of weird. Somebody said this. The cargo ship that hit the bridge in Baltimore was named Dolly. Interestingly, the ship that hit the bridge was christened with the name Dolly. Dolly was a famous surrealist painter, and here is a painting he did called The Broken Bridge and the Dream.
Yeah, Salvador Dolly. Yep. Mm. Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, that is coincidence, I believe.
Well, do you know where that ship like calls home, or where its home base is?
Singapore. Yeah, Singapore. Yeah.
And the guy's name is Salvador. It's from Singapore, and it's.
Oh, is he from Singapore?
No, the ship is from Singapore. The guy's name is Salvador. It's just similar, and it's weird to me.
Salvador doesn't have similar
Dolly,
to Singapore at all.
That's the fucking reach of the century, bro. I know. Well, it's good.
Like, Salvador, Singapore. Yeah, I don't know.
And then they're both named Dolly. I think that's a cool like conspiracy. That's a strange sauna connection, right?
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. The other one that's circulating that I find interesting is the Angela Chow connection, which I do not believe to be true, but that is circulating all over Twitter and Instagram.
Mitch McConnell's.
Yeah.
What is it?
So apparently, like, there's many, many videos on TikTok claiming that Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, was the CEO of this company that owns the Dolly ship.
Mm.
And weirdly enough, 6 days ago, or it might've been a little bit more than that now, but actually I think it was 6 days ago, actually. Exactly. She died. Her Tesla, she lives in Austin. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Dude, that was longer than 6 days ago. That was like 6 weeks ago.
Was it?
Yeah. I remember
February 11th.
Yeah.
February. Yeah, so it was a month.
Tesla
month
just
kind of
fucking backed up by itself.
Yes. So that was my bad. But the point is, she backed up. She put it in reverse, supposedly. That's the newest, because I was reading about it tonight. She put it in reverse. She phoned her friend and told their friend that she put it in reverse. So that's why that was the whole, because the guy that was saying that she was the CEO was also like, the car just went into reverse without her knowledge and she went into a river.
Yeah. Think about it. If the CEO's car was cyber attacked, she died. Now you have her boat getting cyber attacked, knocking off this big export of coal. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what? Are they setting up this whole cyber attack thing?
The problem is like, when you look at some recent information, I feel like that gets debunked a little bit, because she phoned a friend. She actually either phoned a friend of hers or phoned 911 and said that she accidentally put the car in reverse and went into the pond. And that
is
she
this
was
like, what is
car.
This? The Regis Philbin show?
Yeah.
Who's, what is it? I'd like to phone a friend.
Something
what
like
the
that.
Fuck's that?
Yeah. That she was stuck because she was partying. So I think she put her car in the lake, and then, you know, there was people around because she was at a party, or it was a post party thing, and she was calling somebody to help her, but it could have been 911 either way. But she, my understanding, I looked this up, the company that she actually was a CEO of that didn't have anything to do with this ship. It did. The company that owns this ship was called the Grace something or other, and she had nothing to do with it. So that's a botched video. But at the same time, I don't remember her being ties with Mitch McConnell.
It was Mitch McConnell's daughter-in-law. I think, was it at her
no,
property
it's Mitch McConnell's,
or was it his
it's
property?
Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law. He's married to her sister.
Okay. And then it was at his property that she backed up and drowned in that little lake, right?
In her Tesla. No, they didn't say it was his property. It just said a property in Austin, or a place in Austin, Texas.
Okay. Nonetheless,
Whitney
pointed
that
had
out.
Like that had some weird shit written all over it. Anyway, just yeah.
But she was a member of the board of the Bank of China.
Mm.
She was a vice chair for the Council of China's Foreign Trade and director of the China State Shipbuilding Corporation, which people are tying these two together.
Yes.
A Chinese government-owned enterprise that makes ships for the Chinese military, foremost group, you know, and others. Because she was a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. I just find it like weird that like you're an American sitting, you know, you have an elected seat, Mitch McConnell does, and you're married to a woman who is also in an elected seat in China. Just seems, and I listen, I know he's Republican,
seems
but
a
he's
a conflict of interest.
Yeah, he's just a shady piece of shit. I feel like she was on the board like of the Chinese banks. Weird.
The bridge.
And she's dead.
And she's
the
dead.
Bridge. Isn't that suspicious?
Yeah. The bridge of the guy's named after Francis Scott Key is the guy that wrote the Star Spangled Banner. I didn't know that. Whitney brought that up.
Down with America.
Star Spangled Banner, and he died. It was the bridge was destroyed 128 days before his birthday.
Yeah.
There's a big
There's
a big connection between the number 128 and just things getting destroyed. It's weird.
Like a movie, 120. It was 128 hours.
128 days later.
I think it was 28 days.
28 days. No, that's the horror movie.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the guy that had to chop his own arm off when he got stuck.
Oh yeah, wasn't that 128?
127 hours is what it was.
127.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. But yeah. So there's another video that I wanted to play here on Twitter, and it has to do with the birds, dude.
I seen this today.
And you know this guy that Matt Wallace can suck a D, but
this right here.
The video itself is pretty interesting because it's Fox News. It's showing Fox News. These two birds are flying, and then they just fucking disappear. I'm like, where'd they go? So watch the birds.
And fly, 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 gone.
Just fucking glitch out, dude. They glitch McConnell. They go.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. At first, I was like, oh, those birds just went up underneath the bridge. They went up in there, you know.
I don't know.
Then I watched it again.
That had to have been like something with Fox News or something. That's weird.
They probably had some B-roll and they just had it on a loop. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's what it probably was. Because, you know, when the video ends and it goes back to the initial frame of the beginning of the video, that's what my guess would be.
Yeah.
The fire, they showed the like the little explosions that.
I wanted to debunk that, dude.
Yeah.
That video?
Yeah. Here, this one here. This guy's pointed out.
Head off at every single point. I'm going to do it again. So we got here, here, here. Charges. Boom.
You know, vessels. Hit for the middle.
On the copy before this, you can clearly see it happened 6 or 7 times. I went right down the line showing each and every fire point. But my point to this video is let's not get distracted by this here.
Jesus,
he starts going off.
That's not charges. That's most likely electrical lines ripping apart.
Right? Yeah. Like, how easy is that to figure out?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I mean, there's probably a shit ton of electrical running across that bridge.
Yeah, dude.
Well, I was thinking first thought was electrical lines because they run power through those. Now, yep. A lot of times, to be fair, they run that underneath the bridge. Just saying. Just being underneath.
Yeah, but
Portland
there had
bridges.
To have been electrical lines running to all the lights that were on the bridge.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But that looks exactly like a power line going out. You know?
The other thing
you see a power line falling over, you see those sparks just like it did.
Yeah, no, I agree. The other thing I thought was you have a metal bridge, bro, and it just stressed itself to the point.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be sparks.
And I just feel like you're scraping two heavy-ass pieces of metal, and you're probably going to get some sparks on that from it, you know, as well. Because that's, you know, it literally was so fast. It just snapped. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I as soon as I seen that video earlier today, I was like, that doesn't seem like charges to me.
I know those were charges that were set off. This was a bomb. Yeah.
That guy was really intense.
Yeah, I think I know who that is too. And he's like a big old Q guy. So he is very intense.
Well, I mean, it's just like if the bridge was hit, you know, if the boat hit the bridge, you know, the size of the ship, I don't really understand the point of running explosives. Like it's going to do damage.
Yeah.
It just doesn't.
Not necessary.
Yeah, it just doesn't, that part doesn't make sense. But I don't know, man. I, you know, like, it's like, yes, it's weird, man. And I think, like, I don't know if we'll see any ramifications from it on the trade. Like, I feel like they always say, like, this is going to affect X, Y, and Z, and it sometimes does and sometimes doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
It definitely will in that area.
Yeah, I mean, we'll, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, they can't allow any other shipments in or out of there until that's cleaned up.
Dude, well, they're saying that they can divert it. So yeah, I'm looking at this article here.
Yeah,
it
but says that's going to...
It says you'll see some diversions to other ports, but other ports are pretty busy too. And they're saying that there is, quote, potential shipment delays. So yeah, they're not even saying there's going to be absolute delays. They're saying,
dude, you get a tugboat, you have those, you could have a fucking cleared out area within no time, dude. You could. Like, they just pull that shit off to the side and a ship's going to go right on through.
Yeah, but they can't just start moving shit until whatever investigation is done.
Eh, not necessarily. Look at the Suez Canal, dude. They're like, hey, get this shit out of the way. We got money to be made.
Yeah. When you're talking about money. And the other thing is the cars that are, listen, they can't investigate underwater. So they need to, those cars need to come up anyways. We watch those dudes that they fucking, they just pull cars up and then the police take it over. So they're going to pull the cars out. If there's bodies in the cars, then they're going to, you know, they're going to tow it off. But as far as clearing a path for a ship to make it in, I don't think it's going to take very much time at all. Now, the local traffic, that's going to be a problem for a long time. You know, that's, you might have to detour quite a bit to get to work.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But, that's going to
be a long way around that whole bay.
I looked at the map, and there's a couple other bridges, but, I mean, those are going to be clogged.
Oh, they're going to be clogged.
Because they're small. They're small bridges.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not going to be fun for it, but it's just, I don't know, man. I think it's weird. I think it's a weird one. Like, I don't feel good about it.
It's the beginning?
No, I just feel like they were so quick to, like, everybody was so quick to put out a video and just say, like, there's even a video of, like, a supposed 911 call of a man who survived it. I don't even believe that it's real. It was the guy supposedly was on the bridge in his car. He had fell. His car was sinking. He called 911 and was like, hey, my car is filling with water. You know, like, I'm scared. What do I do? And they're like, what a heroic man. He survived because apparently he got out the window and he was like, I'm grabbing onto the bridge right now. I'm holding onto a piece of the bridge. Like, you know, I need. But the lady, like, the whole thing was fishy, bro. The 911 dispatcher was like, the bridge is down. What do you mean? She's like, oh, I just saw it on the news. Wow. And I'm like, you saw it on the news.
You're a dispatcher. You'd have heard about this already.
Yeah, I just but my point is people put these videos out quick, bro. And it's
To your point, it reminds me of the Miami alien story where it just like clicks and everybody's on it, and it just envelops the entire social media landscape. Yeah. And so you're going like, is this like a setup story?
And it did too. I mean, it was on everything, almost like a 9/11 situation where like every fucking news station was talking only about this. Like all social media was about this. Like
it was Google trending. It was the top.
But you know what's weird about this one compared to the other ones is normally they're quick to point out the negatives about like all the crazy things it could be. Whereas this one feels like they're trying to point out all the things that it wasn't, like, oh yeah, there was a power loss on the ship, that's what happened. The guy tried to get a warning out to people, blah blah blah. Oh, you know, like, and it's all these like, no, it's not what you think, it's just the ship lost power, you know. Oh no, I mean, they even tried warning people, like, it's not what you think, you know. But normally it goes straight to the negatives. This is a terrorist attack, this is a fucking alien, blah, 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 you know. And it's like, nah, or it was just X, Y, and Z. This one feels like they're trying to like cover all the bases before it starts.
Immediately, like, say it's an innocent accident.
Yeah. Like, you know, when a guy gets a cop sitting on his neck, you know, and they want to immediately point out that the guy's a good man. Like, don't criminalize the man. He's a good dude. That's the first thing they do.
I mean, that's just because he has his knee on the freaking neck. Come on.
Yeah, man.
I did find this interesting video clip. This is John Harold. He has a show on X. I forget the name of the show, but he's on Badlands Media. And he has two other guys on the show, but he's talking about how Joe Biden had an executive order that was embedding CISA, CISA into the cybersecurity of vessels, harbors, ports, and waterfront facilities. So it's just weird that 1 month later, now you have this ship crashing into the bridge, and potentially it's a cyber attack. You know, we don't know yet.
I mean, we don't
have to play the clip or anything, but it's just, it's interesting to think about that.
You know, it's just like when, you know, with the, like the cyber attack, the power, the, you know, I think if you just look at it, like there, let's look at the two possibilities, in my opinion, just mine, right? The ship lost control. The guy couldn't control the ship. It fucking hit the thing. It was a complete accident and a terrible one at that, right? That's option one to me. Option two is the man steered right into the fucking bridge on purpose, then blamed it on a power outage and other such things. But like, I just like what annoys me is like this one to me is like, it's a ship. It hits a bridge. If I was to tell you before this happened, any of you, what would happen if a giant fucking huge cargo ship runs into a metal bridge? Okay. You would all say, the bridge is going to be severely damaged or, you know, or fall at best, right? Or at worst, I should say.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons, or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But then, like, it happens. We see it happen. But then it's like, no, it was a cyber attack. It was, you know, something. And it's like, or it was a dude that hit a fucking bridge. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's more just the lights going on, off, and then the steering. It's, I don't know. It's just weird. It's like all of the stuff connecting together. It's, to me, it's more like the lights going on and off, where I get it. It's like, that's not necessarily a cyber attack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But how else do you explain that? What else is happening there? Was it a short wire or something?
Or, okay, but let me ask you this, man. What if, let's say, hypothetically, the crew knew that this was going to happen. They knew we were tasked with taking out this bridge. Okay? Mm. The government paid us to do so. I'm just saying hypothetical, okay? They knew it was happening. Okay.
Is this a wink-wink hypothetical?
Hypothetical. I'm just saying. Okay. Now, if you were on that ship and you knew that your job was to take out this bridge, right? And the government or whoever signs you to this says, listen, we can't have it look like you did it on purpose. Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe you can flick that power off a couple of times. We can claim that it was a power outage, right? We're not going to run the backup generators. You know what I'm saying? Like, just flip the power off. There's a master switch. Ooh, shut that fucker down. You know what I mean? Then.
Yeah. Either way, it's the end result is it still gets blamed on a cyber attack. You know what I mean?
But and why? So
whether it's real or not, the fear of cyber attacks is being pushed.
But see,
and you have Biden writing executive orders over cyber attacks. You know what I mean? So it's like they want this to be a fear thing.
That's okay, but here's my thing. Your algorithm is not my algorithm. And I know what you look up. And so what I'm seeing on the ship has not been one story of a fucking cyber attack. I've not seen one article, story, post about a cyber attack. Not one. Now, if you go and you like, and we know this.
I mean, it's like.
I know, but we know this to be true.
Though. I'm looking up Zero Hedge here, and it's saying lost power. So I'm assuming that could be a cyber attack. That could just be whatever happens.
My blazer, my wife was driving behind me. I met them at Target over here, and we went to dinner. She hit a speed bump, just a speed bump. The car died. Lost power. Fucking went over a speed bump. Something jarred loose and it fucking died. It's not a cyber attack, man. It's a fucking mechanical issue that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to get all angry.
No. But I'm saying it's not. But see,
jeez, like, take a chill pill, man. You got on medication or something?
No.
But Greg, you're saying this has a.
It's so annoying. I'm so sick of this shit. Like, come on, guys. Like, I know it's fun to discuss all the things that can go wrong. But like, where do you get cyber attack? How do you possibly jump to cyber attack? Like how? Just from a power outage. Like, think of that. A power outage has been going on. We have power outage since we were kids, man. Like, does every one of them a cyber attack possibility?
I guess my thing is, I don't know how a ship's power really works. So I guess there is my number one, you know, admission is like, I am naive about this, but it looks like how it was controlled and how it lost control of its steering mechanism seems to be someone else hacked into the steering mechanism and turned it into that tower and knocked the bridge down. So that's where it's more of a, what is a cyber attack of a ship capable of doing? I don't know.
Well, yeah, that would be my question. Like in the time that the power was on and it was going straight, the power went off. When the power came back on, it took a hard fucking right. And then the power went off again. In the time that that power went off and then came back on, what happened to the steering in that moment to make it turn so sharp?
Mm-hmm.
Because now you do have a bunch of, to go on its normal route, it wouldn't have turned that sharp.
Yeah. You do have a bunch of mainstream news articles coming out saying that it wasn't a cyber attack. And there was like, you know, a bunch of people talking about cyber attacks when there's no evidence for it. So I give you that. But it's something that we should keep in mind because you have the Biden administration writing executive orders about this. Mm-hmm. You have Leave the World Behind. You have like movies coming out, like talking about this right now. And it's just, it seems like they're setting it up to have some sort of cyber incident happen. Right. You had like the group of freaking, what was it? MAGA chains. Like they said that they were MAGA, but they were like attacking just here in Longview, dude, or like whatever down in Kelso or something.
Oh, they had people.
Well, yeah, it was like that power thing, like people attacking it with chains and shooting power stations and whatnot, trying to knock out power. I don't know. It seems like a lot of buildup for, I don't know.
So this is just an article I found here from Fast Company that says ships today are equipped with a redundant system for maintaining steering control, typically including two autopilot systems in addition to a hand steering control setup, as well as alarms that can alert crews to complications. Quote, you got a lot of pre-warnings on a modern ship before you actually have any incident happen. For a ship this size, there would be typically four people involved in maneuvering it under a bridge. So you have... What I'm trying to say is, I don't know the mechanics, just like you don't, none of us do, right? Of how that all ties in together. But what it sounds like is that there are autopilots, which airplanes have and a lot of vehicles have. There's also hand controls, and there's also multiple warning systems that saying there are issues going on.
True, but unless the steering has a strictly mechanical version,
mm-hmm.
none of that's going to work unless there's power.
Yeah, and I'm looking up articles here, dude. I'm seeing maritime giant DNV says 1,000 ships affected by ransomware attack. You have NBC News saying U.S. conducted cyber attack on suspected Iranian spy ship. So, I mean, it's people are admitting that, yeah, cybersecurity does like play a role on ships.
Yeah, but you're
how that works, though, I don't know.
So that how broad of the statement that is like insane. Like I
for
can,
sure. Like, so I don't know.
A cyber attack on a military ship, for example, doesn't mean that they're taking control of the ship. It means that they're getting the data from the computers from that ship. Right. or taking over the computers of that ship. We had this discussion about the cars.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, can you get data from the Bluetooth? Yes. Can you hack into a person's phone that's connected to your vehicle? Yes. Can you outright control that car? I say no.
I think so.
I don't think so. There's no reason for it to happen. There's none.
What do you mean there's no reason?
Because, like, there's not, like, I don't see how you could possibly hack into that computer to control that vehicle.
The computer runs everything. Runs the steering. It runs the brakes. It's all ran by fucking, it's all runs through electrical system.
Yeah, I understand that, but there it's not a specific system. Your truck has the same system.
But if you're able to hack into the computer main thing, you're able to access all those different systems.
And every car in the entire county?
No, you'd have to access. You'd have to hack into that individual thing.
You don't have that. It's not like a computer that has its own code. You understand that, right? Like your computer in your truck is the same one as the next truck that you have. Like the next person.
I guarantee you, there's an identifier.
You've seen it?
So to support Dave, I actually found some stuff here. This is because I just looked up the. The actual statement from DNV, who's like this Norwegian ship manager or whatever. So they said DNV experts shut down the servers immediately in response to an attack, blah, blah, blah. The server outage did not impact any vessel's ability to operate.
There you go. Okay.
Repeat that.
All ships could still use the onboard offline functionalities of the ship manager software, and no other systems on board were impacted. And this was the 1,000 ships that were ransomware attacked, right?
Yeah, the offline version. They still have electrical.
I know, but there's what I'm saying. No,
you had to switch it to offline, and then you could still operate the ship.
Yes. So if you were hacked, you could identify the fact that there's a hack, and you could switch it.
How quickly?
That's the question. I bet you very quickly, dude. Because happens. I'm just assuming, right? If something happens, especially on a ship, right, or a major ship. Like, it's not going to be like, well, this is going to take an hour. Like, I there's probably a switch that immediately goes.
Yeah, but that happened in less than 2 minutes, dude.
Apparently, they were complaining about the ship not having control for a couple minutes. Like, come on. I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, they called. Yeah.
Supposedly. Supposedly. I'm just like. I feel like there's a lot more to a ship than we all know. But I also feel like if you're taking that many crew members to like run the ship, you know what I mean? If there's that many warning systems that it has to alert you of issues that are about to happen even.
Okay, so let's take away the fact if it could be a cyber attack.
Mm-hmm.
What else could, like, it could be just plain old accident.
That's what we said, yeah.
Could be terrorism.
Could be a crew that knew what was going on.
You said, like, yeah, inside job, they knew it was going to happen. But what would be the purpose of that?
They just took out a port for a period of time.
And to make people fearful of bridges. I mean, they're making people fearful of airplanes. Because all these, yeah, dude, I'm not crossing a bridge ever again. Are you? You fucking insane? But, like, they're doing the same thing with airplanes, like all these Boeings falling apart. It's like, they're making people afraid to fly. They're making people afraid to cross bridges. It's just fear porn, dude.
I feel like this is bigger than just something, a piece flying off a plane, though.
I'm still going to cross a bridge, no problem. You know, like, what made 9/11 scary was they immediately came out that there was terrorists and this was his ID that we found in the rubble and. There, you know, what's next? And there was three or four at the same. Now, listen, here's the thing.
What made that one obvious is, like, one plane flying into a building could be an accident. Two planes flying into the buildings, no.
Now, if this was a situation where in that same night, three other ports were taken out by fucking cargo ships, people would lose their mind. They'd be like, oh, my fucking God. Yeah. Like, we are screwed. Like, what port's next? Like, who's, you know, but we have a singular incident that happened. And to me, when you watch the sped up again, when you watch it, it just looks too fucking perfectly like, oh, we're losing. Oh, right to it. Yeah. You know, like, it's weird. You know what I'm saying? It's weird to me. Like, you have all this mass of water. And if you were having issues, why would you not go back towards the dock? Why would you continue out to sea if you were having issues? That makes no fucking sense. Right. You're in a port. You turn that wheel and just go, hey, Bob, make sure you turn it left because when this power comes on, we're going that way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me, man. It doesn't make sense.
Well, that's my question. On this particular ship, did they have an ability to steer the ship if there's no power?
That's what he was just saying. The ships have it. Yes.
He said they have offline version.
That was
that's
for
a
the
different
DMV
thing.
Ships.
Sure, I know, but listen, if you have a giant car, I don't know, Chris. I don't. I'm just assuming. But like you have this multi hundreds of millions of dollars ship, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With precious cargo. Like, right? Lots of money being transported on these things.
Well, I don't know what was on
the ship. Guessing. I'm just fucking guessing that like if all power goes out, they have mechanical shit still.
Well, that's what I'm saying. From what I have heard over the last 24 hours or whatever,
mm-hmm.
that these newer ships like this are supposed to have a backup system that comes on in the case of a failure. It would have still allow them to steer the thing. And if that's the case, they wouldn't have hit the fucking bridge.
Or it was all a decoy so they could hit the bridge. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, that's what I'm asking too. Yeah. Like there better be a fucking investigation to find out what the fuck actually happened.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, I agree with you on that. But I mean, like when you get the black box, like I always feel like we hear about it like a month or 2 months later and it's like, yep, everything was fine. Yeah, looks like
someone fell asleep, dude.
At 7,000 feet, he seemed to hit some turbulence and wing fell off. Crazy. You know, like it just, I never feel like there's any groundbreaking, like it shifts the entire narrative. Have you ever had a black box being exposed that shifted the whole narrative completely? Never.
Not that I know of.
Not that I can think of.
Amelia Earhart.
There you go. Oh, there you go, bro.
That was before the days. There you go. Good old trusty black boxes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, especially you, man, you have a huge port, you know, not huge, but you have a good port in Longview. There's a good port. They bring a lot of ships in. A lot of those are Chinese ships. Taking logs, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some good-sized ships.
Imagine if one took out the Lewis Clark Bridge.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that it would, you know. Don't say that to Greg. He's leering, you know what I'm saying? That bridge, I feel like.
Never cross the road ever again.
Greg has to cross that thing, go to work every day.
Yeah.
Not every day.
No, it's but just, hey. I just feel like.
Yeah, but if you don't cross that one, you got to cross a different one on I-5.
I know. That's why I was like, dang it. I got to cross the bridge no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys think it was an accident or do you think it was something more to it? Like inside your soul, like what are you telling yourself when you first saw it? Now that you got a little more information, like what are you telling yourselves?
I think it's on purpose. I think it's a reason for, honestly, if you really want the honest truth.
Yeah, I do.
I feel like this is a way to funnel money for the government to funnel money. Because Joe Biden actually came out saying that the government's going to pay for this. It's like, what? Like, there's no insurance company. There's no like structural integrity. Like, whoever built the fucking bridge, they're not responsible for this. So he's coming out saying that we're going to use government money to help rebuild this bridge and all this stuff. And then it's like this massive infrastructure push, you know, like Joe Biden, same thing. Remember like the day that he was going to Pittsburgh, that bridge just happened to collapse.
Yep.
And like he was going there to talk about infrastructure. And it's like, hello. Yeah. He's using this to spend a lot of fucking money, send it to Baltimore. And Baltimore's not going to see a fucking penny of it.
Yeah. I don't disagree with you on that, man. Or they're going to throw in some like huge bill and say like we need protection and infrastructure, and they're going to also tie in some LGBTQ fucking nonsensical shit and recurrent crane money, and they'll blame it on Russia, dude. It's like they're going to come and just be like fucking Putin, motherfucker.
Well, dude, there was a fake video a fake photo of the driver of the boat saying he was Ukrainian and all this shit. They're like, oh, the Ukrainians are trying to take out the boats and take up the bridges.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, my first initial thought was mostly just, oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I agree with you.
And then, like, the more I was, like, listening to different people online and, like, reading different things, it just leaves me with more questions about how it could have happened.
Because,
like, supposedly, like, you're not supposed to be able to lose control like that.
Yeah.
So, and how would it have happened? So, like, there needs to be questions answered. I don't know if it was on purpose or if it was just an accident.
No one does,
I'm 50-50 right now.
Yeah.
But there's definitely fucking questions that need to be answered.
I have questions, man. Yeah, I was same with you, man. When I saw that, it's not very often that you see a bridge of that size crumble like that. You know what I'm saying? And you can see cars pass on it, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, the first I woke up, And I was just like, oh my God. Like, it was the first thing that popped up, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm still half asleep. I got eye boogers.
That's
what
I was saying. It was like almost reminiscent of 9/11 because it was the same thing. Yeah. Like, it was all of us getting up that morning.
That was
like, oh fuck.
That one, you're like, there's a lot of dead bodies in this one. But same thing. It was shocking. It was a shocking scenario, you know? But immediately,
well, think about what they can do with this as far as selling a story too, when it comes to gas. Because gas prices, I don't know if they're going up in your area, but they're going up here.
They've gone a little bit. Yeah, we creased the $3 mark. That's
diesel.
Well, so they've been going up for weeks over here. Okay. And now all of a sudden you have this like bridge that's connected to the largest exports of oil and fucking petroleum. Yeah. And now they have a story to sell. Like, hey, it's not our fault when that fucking bridge went out.
Yeah, you're right on that one. Yeah, you're right on that for sure, man. It gives them a good pillow of an excuse. You know what I'm saying? Like, guys, don't be mad at me. Okay.
Well,
the
just
fucking
like
dolly did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is Putin's inflation. You know, this is Putin's price hike. That's what, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Biden complained. He basically blamed all of the inflation on the Russia-Ukraine war.
Yeah,
it's
he did.
Like, no, you can't do that, dude. Like, you're spending the money.
Yeah. And see, like, and that's the thing is, like, if this was a completely innocent, absolute accident that was just horrendous, right? They still will use it as a tool to ease other things that are problematic, like Reg is saying. So they come out and be like, yeah, man, like gas is high. It's that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? We need to spend more on infrastructure because clearly, like, this bridge should have withstood this.
I seen a couple things where people were like, is anyone going to take a look inside those containers?
Oh, boy. Puff Daddy, his victims are in there.
Like, was the ship stopped on purpose?
If I would have saw Evergreen, I would have lost my shit. I'd been like, what the fuck, bro?
Oh,
fucking Clinton.
Right?
Clinton. I was going to call my mom and ask her. She actually was born in Baltimore. And so I was curious if they were, my grandparents, that's where they were at when my mom was born. But I was curious if that was, I don't know how long that bridge has been there. I imagine it's relatively new, but maybe they know the area. But yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's pretty fucked up. That's for sure. What I think will happen eventually, they'll basically just come out and say is, and Danielson said they quote unquote did an investigation already that before Sunny
came
up. That's
pretty fucking quick.
But I think they're going to come out and they're just going to say it was a terrible accident.
1977 it was built.
1977. So that was after my mom and them left. But they'll just come out and say it was an accident and we'll all move on with our lives. And like, we'll have ramifications of it one way or another. You know what I'm saying? But I just, to my point earlier, it's just I get frustrated because sometimes I just wonder, like, I think people like just immediately grab onto things and then it becomes a trendy thing. And all of a sudden there's like, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, what? Like, what are we grabbing on this for? Like, where, you know what I mean? Like, what does that mean? Like, it's so easy. You know what we used to say, how easy it is to call somebody a racist? Mm-hmm. Like, it's so overused that it's almost like it's not even a fucking thing now. You know what I mean? Like, it's like racism. Oh, you know, it's and that's what I feel like the new one is, like cyber attack. Like, that's the new trend of, like, this is everything could be the cyber attack. And I think that's government push. I think the government wants us to believe that everything could be a Russian cyber attack or everything could be
I think you're right on that.
Yeah. And listen, I think it's good to have people bring it up, but there are people that I just from what I hear from you, especially, it's like, I think there's some people that really believe that this was probably a cyber attack. And I'm like, I just don't know why we're going to that right at this moment, you know? But yeah, I think the government wants us to think that everything is fair game.
I think that they're building up this momentum that a cyber attack, they're possible.
Yeah.
They're going to happen frequently and that it's going to happen during the election. I feel like that's their big thing that they're building up to. And so you're going to see more and more of these little tiny cyber attacks. So like banks, infrastructure, and then the big one, I feel like that's going to happen during our election or something will happen and they'll blame it on a cyber attack.
See, I'm actually surprised that they're going with that route, like with going with the whole cyber attack route, I should say, because I feel like it plays against what they want, right? What do they want us? They want us to drive electric cars. They want us to be on electric everything, bro. We have to have electric... And so if you keep pushing cyber attacks and you have computers and batteries running everything that we now drive and own, why would anybody want it?
Because then they can push legislation to control it all and say, we can protect you.
That might be the case. That may be the case.
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually just thinking about this today. Like, So everything that they say or they say and they try to sell you is completely ass backwards. It like is. Green and what is it? Renewable, not renewable, but it's it'll last a long time, right?
Yeah.
So what's that called? Whatever the hell. But it's sustainable.
Sustainable.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. So it's how green is it to make an electric car? We've gone through like how poor the economy or the energy is. And like
it is filthy, bro. It is as filthy as a homeless man in Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying?
Right? It is so it's definitely dirty. Not green to make a freaking electric car. And then they're not sustainable. Like they're only sustainable if the grid works. If the grid doesn't work, they're not sustainable at all.
Well, and you know, the one thing with that, like it's on topic, but it's off topic, is like when they say sustainable, right? Like long lasting, something that you know, you look at an old vehicle and you know this, we're both car guys, but you I think are too, Greg. But if you look at old vehicles, those fuckers are 100 years old and they're still out in the streets, man.
Oh, yeah.
That is real sustainability. Like you could go to a junkyard and find a car from the 50s and there's a good chance
that
you can get that
there.
Thing to crank over and turn on. Rusted as fuck, a shit spark plug, missing spark plugs, and there's a good chance it'll fire up.
Yeah, I've watched several videos.
But yet your car
that.
Or my
Dude,
car.
That's why Cuba has all those.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Well, it is because you can work
on it. Cuba's loaded with them.
I go to a wrecking yard and look at those cars that we buy now, all of them, bro, are meant for 5 or 10 years. And then they go to a fucking junkyard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what is real sustainability? That's what pisses me off. Like, real sustainability is making something really good for the first time.
It lasts forever.
And something you actually want to keep and pass down.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? It's quality over quantity.
It is, but we don't have the resources to make those 5 or 10 year cars. If you're talking about electric, if everybody buys 4 electric cars in their lifetime, it's impossible. It is impossible. Yeah.
And like, how do you get rid of them? Like, where do you go to get rid of them? Like, you can't. Like,
that's why he wants to go to
fire
Mars.
Departments. Remember the Tesla that blew up on that freeway?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
The fire department had to like create a hole and put the burning Tesla into the hole of water.
Yeah, what they literally submerged the whole thing.
Yeah. What they should do is they should get the military to buy them and they just drop those batteries instead of bombs. And people would be like, oh, fucking Tesla battery. And just fucking takes out a whole building because they're heavy as fuck, bro. And they may explode too. You know what I'm saying? So you might get a double bang.
Oh, yeah.
But like reuse them. Reusable fucking warfare. You know what I'm saying? Like we're just dropping Teslas, old Teslas on your fucking ass. And, you know?
Yeah. They're about as heavy as a wrecking ball.
Yeah, dude. And it doesn't cost shit because it's already in a wrecking yard. You know what I mean? You can have your coal ball back.
Here
you
go. It just fucking whoosh, through the air.
Yeah. Elon's using it in commercials,
it's
bro.
Like Angry Birds in real life, but with Teslas.
Yep, dude.
There you go.
They're like,
yeah, people are so dumb, dude, to buy all the like the green and sustainable. Just think about it. Like, it's so good. Dirty, like you said, to build these electric or I always say electric guitars.
Electric guitars.
These electric cars.
It's listen, nothing about it that is enjoyable to me. I certainly don't want to get on electric cars, but I'm just saying with all this cyber crap that people are starting to alarm people with. It's like that's even more confirmation that you shouldn't own something that you.
Well,
may
I mean,
or may
over the last few years, the numbers for people saying it's a good idea or wanting that implemented has gone way down over the last couple.
I agree with you on that. I think there's some for sure. Yeah, because they know it's impossible. It's
because it was like, yeah, everyone's on board. Yeah, let's do this. It's not a bad idea. But then, like the actual numbers of what it would take to do it, and the infrastructure changes it would take to do it, and then people start to realize, oh shit, we're not even close to being ready for any of that.
They've worn out their coolness, in my opinion. Yeah. When they first came out, you're like, man, look at that giant screen on the dash. It's fucking streamlined.
I mean, they are cool.
Interiors. I know.
But,
I'm just saying they had all these like the
but
doors
to move
are
everything
going.
To only that.
But I'm just saying people were excited about them because they were new.
Yeah.
And now that they're not new, they're just like, this is another car, man. You know, a car that's not going to work in the snow, you know?
Dude, yes. I saw a post. There was like a Twitter post. This guy was like, I had a Tesla 95% charge. Mm-hmm. I parked it at the airport because I had to go on a flight.
Yeah.
You know, came back. This was like a couple of days later and it was like down to 9 to 10% or something.
Just the cold weather draining it. Yeah.
Or just like whatever it had, you know, the internal system, like running the clock or some whatever the fuck a Tesla runs when it's not active.
It might have. I wonder if it has like a heating element to keep it from freezing.
They supposedly do, but they don't fucking work. There's been way too many videos of people sitting in their car and it's freezing and it will not charge. Like, I've been here at this charging station for 3 hours and it's snowing out. And they're like, it's so cold that my car will not fucking charge. I'm just sitting here and it barely is going. Like, what the? You want that? You want that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, and I talked to my neighbor because my neighbor has a Tesla. And I'm like, what are you going to do if you're just like stuck somewhere? It's like, well, that's what a generator's for. And I'm like, but the generator runs on gas. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, so you're going to pack around a generator and gas? Yes. Just like that video we watch, right?
It's so stupid.
And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, God damn, dude. Like, you guys are so fucking stupid.
They, you know what they say, Greg? Well, it's an emergency situation. It's different. We only use it in emergencies. You're you're gay. You're just, it's bad. You're gay. It's just, yeah. You're just not, you're not like that. That's a person that just doesn't use their noggin. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just ask backwards to me.
I don't know.
So anyway,
it's cool.
Yeah. Let's keep our eyes on this. Good episode.
I wasn't getting heated at you specifically, Greg. I just like, sometimes it's like overwhelming when like within hours of something major happening, it's like all of a sudden a majority of people have a conclusion to a situation.
Oh yeah.
And it's
that's
not
the way
just
humans
like
humans work.
Well, it's not like you like, cause I know you dive into stuff, but you always, to me, you're at least questioning. This is what somebody's saying. What do you think of this? But you see that guy pointing his, all you see is his finger. Look at the fucking, I'm telling you, I know.
Charges.
This is fucking.
Charges, explosions.
You know, and it's like, you don't know anything, bro. You don't know.
Yeah, that's
you dumb. Don't know. And you're not also
well, so
saying
so here's the thing, Dave. If you say things with impunity and pure confidence, people will love it and believe you, and then you'll get clicks.
That's cool, man. Yeah, you're absolutely right. But that's why I get pissed off and go, you suck. Because, like, that's how society is. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, I could come out and be confidently tell. We could all three before the show say, guys, let's be real confident, man. This was a fucking cyber attack. And we could come out and sell everybody that dude, we know. We actually, there's certain people that, you know, you guys know who they are. But they're like, my insiders, man, told me that this is a fucking cyber attack.
So waiting for some people to get on
and,
here.
I can't say any names, everybody. I can't say the names because, you know, they might die. But, hey, they told me personally. That this was fucking...
And the big one's coming.
Genghis Khan did this, bro. He came back.
Genghis.
Yeah, he came back, bro. It's Dolly Kong, baby, you know?
Well, I mean, we'll see, I guess.
I bet you...
Well, I guess we won't, because like, they said in the chat the investigation's already over, so...
Yeah, nothing to see here.
How many days before this totally leaves the feed, man? I'm saying it's going to be out within 2 days. You won't hear anything about it again.
Oh, yeah. By Saturday?
Yeah.
Gone.
Gone, dude. Gone.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They're going to have a shiny new bridge, though.
Well, yeah, because it's Easter on Sunday. Yeah, so they got to change it up. They got to be more happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's going to be some like, I don't want to say it.
Maybe they'll put like a memorial like the Arizona where you can see all the cars underneath and shit. And they're like, there it is. There it is. Remember forever. You know what I mean? No. Guys.
We are.
Always a pleasure talking with you folks.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Peace.
Later.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.